Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and what's so funny, Daisy?
I was going to start, and then you stole the thunder.
We literally pre-talked about who was going to start and who was going to...
Oh, I didn't listen.
Amazing.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to What We Said podcast. We are kicking off season two. Technically, last week, you know, was the kickoff of season two. But this week's the real kickoff because last week was my solo episode. So Chelsea is back in LA from Nashville. We need a Nashville update.
Yeah, we do. Nashville's awesome. Been there about a month. It took me a while to like stop feeling like I was on vacation there and to realize I was like living there. So I can see how people like go to the South and like gain weight because I feel like all of the portion sizes are huge. The food is amazing. I've found so many places to eat that I'm just like every single day it's almost overwhelming. I'm like, where should I go? Like, what should I, you know, find? I don't know.
Food wise?
Yeah.
Kind of a fun problem to have, right?
Yeah.
Too many places to try.
Everyone's really nice for the most part. The only problem I have is because it's so laid back, I feel like everyone drives really freaking slow.
Really?
Like, I'm just so used to like Arizona and California. California especially. Everyone drives like freaking...
so fast.
Yeah, fast and furious. And in Nashville, I'm like, okay, can we hurry up?
Much more slow paced all around, I think.
Yep, very slow paced. Everyone literally sits on their porch and like reads after work with their dog. And I'm like, this is the life. This is nice.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream, actually.
Yeah, the houses are so cute. It's so green. Everyone is making fun of me because I was like, look how many trees there are. But when you're from like Arizona, there's no trees.
I'm very excited to come visit. I'm coming next month.
I have a whole list of food.
I can't wait.
That I'm going to make you try. Okay, so we're going to do a pop culture episode today.
Woo woo!
We're not doing like, okay, here's the thing. Me and JC call each other whenever drama happens. Like anything with YouTube drama and the, you know, mainstream media. So we thought, why don't we ever talk about this on the podcast? So we wanted to do one podcast and just catch up on all of the things we've been talking about with each other. Give our two cents, even if it's old news, even if it's cold tea, we still want to talk about it. We still want to take a sip.
You've been planning that joke for months. I know,
it's scripted. Actually, I didn't. That was improv.
Wow.
You know what? We need to take an improv class together, but that's another.
That's another thing. That's true.
Okay. Also, we wanted to say, or actually, I wanted to say, JC almost didn't let me, but. So we have been. I just want you guys to know how much we love you guys individually because we had been reading the wrong numbers of how many people listened for a whole year. We just recently found out the real numbers of how many people listen. And we were shook. And we just want you to know that we thought a lot less of you guys were listening to us. And we were still putting our all into it. So just know we're dedicated and we're here for it, okay? And we love you guys. Thank you for listening.
We did not stop. We did not get discouraged. You guys, we have been on it for a freaking year. And we just got like an analytics report back. And we realized that we were way off in how many people we thought listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
By, I'm just going to say, by thousands and thousands and thousands. So thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We didn't know we were famous. We didn't know we were actually famous.
I walked onto the plane yesterday. I said, you better get me there safe. Do you know how people are counting on me? No, but really, it was
shocking, to say the least.
I was talking to my husband about it yesterday, and he was like dying laughing that we just had no clue. So,
and he's like, you guys need to tell them how dedicated you are to them. Yeah. And I'm like, that's so true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we wanted to give a little shout out to someone who reviewed and rated the podcast recently, which you can do on the Apple Podcast app. And you guys were so close to 2,000 ratings, which is awesome. So if you are feeling generous, go ahead and rate and review us and leave your Instagram handle so we can shout you out on the podcast.
What are we going to do when we get to 2,000 ratings? Jacy's going to strip.
Yeah, on our Insta story. Check it out at What We Said Podcast. Okay, so this rating, the title is called Finally. It says finally. Okay, I've been on the hunt for a good podcast for months. My commute to work is about 40 minutes each way, and I've recently challenged myself to use that time more productively than just mindlessly listening to the radio. Chelsea and JC's podcast has filled that podcast-shaped hole in my heart. Their episodes are inspiring, funny, and downright entertaining. At the end of my drive home, I feel more accomplished and like I've taken charge of those 40 minutes rather than wasted them bopping around in my car to usually lame and overplayed songs. Thank you for always producing great content, Joy. And her Instagram is jcsharp15.
Dang. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you, Joy.
You just brought joy to me.
You're on one today with the improv. Woo! So thank you for that review.
You gave me the avocado toast this morning. It was like a superfood breakfast. I'm feeling energized.
Yeah, I made Chelsea I'm avocado in ketosis. Toast. Wait, I think I just said something weird because you talked at the same time. I made her avocado toast this morning. And she said it was the best avocado. Oh my gosh, why can I not say that word?
Okay, let's not get crazy. I didn't say it was the best avocado toast I've ever had.
Yeah, you did, Chelsea.
I said it. Okay, maybe I said it was the best. I think I was about to say, and then I was like, I don't want to tell her it's the best avocado toast I've ever had.
You did tell me that.
But it actually was really good. I think it was the bread. I thought a bunny was in your backyard. A literal jackrabbit. Lady ran by the window, and it scared the crap out of me. No, actually, it really was the best avocado toast I've ever had.
Okay, thank you for that validation. Okay, so we're getting right into the pop culture episode. Chelsea, stop clearing your throat when I'm speaking. Chelsea, like, has a forever cold, so that's something. That's a topic actually, for another day.
Oh, me? I'm like, any chance. My medical record.
Any chance you can get to talk about yourself?
No, I was going to say, I actually have been on some medication for my sinuses, and they've gotten a lot better.
Oh, good.
So I don't have an excuse anymore.
Yeah. Hopefully that clearing of the throat and the cough goes away very soon. Okay. We're starting with The Bachelorette. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to start chatting about first, because we just barely watched the latest episode like 30 minutes ago. Chelsea and I did.
Yeah.
So by the time this episode comes out, there will be one more episode that will have aired yesterday for you guys.
All I'm saying is I hope it's the episode that Luke P goes home.
Holy moly, guys. So here's the thing about The Bachelorette, The Bachelor. Wow, I have so many thoughts. I feel like ever since listening to the Off the Vine podcast with Caitlin Bristow, have you ever listened to that?
Yeah.
She kind of gives more insight into the background and whatever.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes of the show. And ever since I've listened to a few episodes of that, I've realized how, I mean, this should have been clear to me forever ago, but how much they edit certain people to have a certain narrative. So it's like there's always a villain. There's always someone who's shocking. And it's the way, you know, maybe that person does have kind of those tendencies or whatever, but they amplify them and they edit them in a certain way where,
oh yeah, you put scary music to anybody and they seem like a psychopath.
Yeah, and they'll edit in certain facial expressions that they have for other things when, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like Hannah could say something and then they edit in a different reaction from Luke P than his actual reaction. So it's like you really have to take everything you see on
like
those shows with a grain of salt, but
I feel like it's an exception for Luke P, though, because I really feel like he is genuinely crazy.
Yeah, he just is very cringy. And
like,
you
they
can
got a
tell
lot to work with him.
For sure. no, he definitely has issues. And like, I don't see the connection. Like, I don't understand. I think all it is for her, what I'm assuming, is she's just like
physically
attracted to him. Like, she loves kissing him, whatever. But I'm like,
girl, get a grip.
Girl. Because she seems like a smart girl and she like doesn't take crap. So I'm like, why are you just like,
yeah,
why are you taking him back? It's so odd.
It's so infuriating watching it. I'm sure as she's watching it back, she's like, oh my gosh. Unless she's engaged to him and she's just,
no, she's not engaged to him.
Yeah, he's okay. Well, yeah, let's talk about Luke P first and then go on, because there's a lot of good contestants. So
there are.
Let's talk about them after. But let's get Luke P out of the way, because I mean, I'm sorry, Luke, if you're listening, but I just don't feel like he's very smart.
Yeah, their conversations literally go in a circle and he makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then just over and over, he's like, yeah, I just want to give you clarity. It's like, no, you don't. You're not saying anything.
Yeah.
You're not giving me any new information. And she'll ask him how he feels about a certain situation. And he like doesn't know
how
to talk.
He just answers it with like, I wish I could tell you how I feel. And like, she's like, okay, tell me. He's like, I just wish I could tell you how I feel. And she's like, then tell me.
I know.
It's infuriating.
And he doesn't seem like, it kind of just seems like he wants to win a competition. Like, I'm like, you're not in love with her because you wouldn't.
He seems very possessive as well.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. And I saw this tweet that cracked me up. It was like, Luke P is that guy that messages you like a bunch of times or whatever. Like, dang, I'm going to butcher it. But then you don't message him back. And then he messages you again and is like, I don't care, you're ugly anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, that is the epitome of him. Like, he wants attention, he wants to win, but when it comes down to it, like, if she rejects him, he's gonna just be like, oh, I don't care. Like, he's just, I'm not a fan.
He's, from night one when he said that God spoke to him in the shower, I was just like, really?
From night one when how he introduced himself was, I know I'm a good looking guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you look like Wallace and Gromit.
Okay, yeah, here's the thing, Luke. Yeah, you got a nice physique, but you got to stop plucking the eyebrows because they bug me so bad. Like, they are so, either that's just naturally or you get them waxed, but it's like guys should have a little bit of fluff around their eyebrows. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he looks a little too, like, perfected.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel bad about saying that because he's not like.
I can guarantee he doesn't care if we say that.
He doesn't care. Now that I know our analytics, he might be listening. He might be listening. No.
Or his mom.
I don't think it's ever okay to like make fun of the way someone looks. Like, that really is truly just like actually mean. So I was just trying to be funny. But what I'm saying is I don't think he's like good looking enough to have that, you know what
pull
I mean?
Pull on someone.
Yeah, have that pull on someone or have that mindset where he's like, oh, I'm just so good looking. I'm like, you're not.
Well, the thing is if you had a better personality, you absolutely would be.
Yeah,
but because
maybe.
Your personality is so just from what the show is making it seem, your personality sucks. I'm sorry. But it just like it's just not.
It's not there.
Attractive.
No.
I guess like maybe it's some people's cup of tea, but it ain't mine. That's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
And the way I think it's just because of the things he says. Okay, first of all, I have like three comments that he said that have really put me over the edge. The first one is when he asked Connor what she was wearing when she was sick. Did you hear that little like set? He's like, what was she wearing? He's
oh,
just like her PJs. And he just like kept asking and like, I'm like, ew.
Ew, why do you need to know that?
Like, it's either he was upset that if she was wearing something like a
lingerie.
Yeah, like
or
lingerie. Or he's like, I don't know. It's just. And then the second thing he said was when he said, everyone loves me.
Which he could have worded in any other way but that way. And he decided like.
Yeah.
Are we going off on Luke P for too
long?
Yeah,
we need to bring it in.
We need to wrap it up.
He's not our favorite, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Okay, should we move on to next?
Okay, let's move on to my new celebrity crush, Tyler C.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely here for him. I love him.
Yeah, I love him too. I will say I've been a Tyler C stan since episode one when people didn't like him. Even his weird entrance, I was like, he's funny. His dancing in the, like, whatever, I like him.
Yeah, I was like, I was on the edge. I thought, honestly, for the first few episodes, I thought he was too smooth. I thought he had to be a player. I'm like, you are so good with your words that that scares me. But
he
then,
doesn't have awkward moments.
No, there's not one awkward moment. That's what I told Leif. I'm like, he makes her feel so comfortable and at ease. And like, he's just so laid back. And it's like, even with all the cameras on him, I feel like he's just the chillest. I'm like, you are, first of all, very good on TV.
Yeah.
And then you like go to his Instagram stories and he's really funny too.
Yeah.
And he's good looking and he's so sweet. I'm like, wait, what? He's perfect. But I will say that I don't think, like, I think they're cute together, but I don't know if I think they're the best match.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, I would love for him to win, but I also really want him to be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because I think it would just be so good.
He would be the best Bachelor.
He would be such a good Bachelor.
Yeah. And yeah. Because I think Hannah does better with, like, her vibe is more of like Jed or Peter or
I agree.
Whatever.
But I think love one Tyler of them C. is gonna win.
I think Tyler C should definitely be in Paradise.
Yes.
And I hope he doesn't find love in Paradise because I hope he's the Bachelor.
Yes, I 100% agree. And can we talk about how I've also never seen Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, you are insane because it is better than Bachelor and Bachelorette.
That's what everyone says. When does
it
start?
So good. I think like the end of July, maybe August. It's like summertime.
Okay. Don't worry, I'll be on board.
Okay, next is Jed.
Okay, let's wrap this whole thing up, though, because we could talk about this for the whole entire episode.
Okay, well, then let's talk about all the rest of them.
Okay,
really
well,
fast.
Let's talk about how Jed reminds us and everyone else so much of Chelsea's husband, Nick.
Yeah, because people message me and they're like, I think your husband looks like Jed. And I'm like, yeah, kind of.
They have, like, similar. The same, too.
Yeah, they kind of act the same. They have, like, the same, like, facial shape a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I'm, like,
the scruff.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to figure out who he reminded me of the whole season. And then I called Chelsea. I'm like, Jed reminds me so much of Nick. And she's like, so many people have been messaging me that. Because even their mannerisms are similar. And like the way they speak.
And so also, weird. Jed is so nice on the show. Like, he's always just like so thoughtful of everyone. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's literally my husband to a T.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of differences, too. But I remember being like, Jed is so cute. Like, oh, my gosh, I love him. And then Clay, my brother, was like, that's because he looks just like Nick. And I was like, oh.
Oh, that's why I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter's great. He's sweet. He's pure. Mike is,
Mike, okay.
I loved him at first.
Me too. I was like, I thought what I just said about Tyler C, I thought that about Mike. I was like, he's so, like, good with his words mm-hmm. and, like, makes her feel comfortable. And he just seems, like, genuine. I really liked him. But he's just been getting too much into the drama lately. And he's a little cringy, like Chelsea was saying. Yeah. He's a little bit too, like,
Over the top,
but he seems nice.
No, he
definitely
seems
very nice.
A very, like, positive person.
Yeah, I like him, but I think it's just such a mistake when you get involved with any of the drama. Yeah. It's like, why have people not learned? Don't talk about other guys to her, ever.
It never
ends
well.
Do
you ever see the winner talking about someone else the entire season? Never.
Not once. It's always the person who stayed out of it.
Yeah.
So, you got to stay out of it.
Stay out of the drama, okay?
But I will also say that at the beginning, I didn't love Hannah. I was like, oh, I don't know if I even want to watch this season. It's not that I didn't love her. I just didn't know. I don't know.
She wasn't your first choice.
She wasn't my first choice. I mean, I didn't really have a choice, though. That's the thing. I was like, I don't know. As the season progresses, I'm like, yeah, she's a little quirky, whatever, but I really like her.
Yeah, me too. I
really
love her now.
I'm like, I really like her. I think she's really smart. I think I love that she, like, is herself through and through, and she doesn't take crap. Like, she genuinely, you can tell that she's, like, in it, for real.
Yeah.
I really like her a lot.
Yeah, me too. I think she does really well at, like, communicating her feelings and expressing, like, clearly what she wants from the guys and all that.
Yeah, no, I think
so
she's awesome.
I think she's doing a really good job as a Bachelorette.
I agree. Whatever scent you may be wearing, you have your own taste and you know what you like, but we all know that buying and trying out different perfumes can get very pricey. And if you are like me, then you end up with a shelf full of half-used bottles, or you've been wearing the same two perfumes for years now because going out to buy a new one is just a little bit much. It's overwhelming. So with Scentbird, I have found a way to have great taste and mix up my fragrance routine without breaking the bank. Whether it is Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, Glossier, Scentbird.com keeps me smelling good month after month.
Scentbird is awesome because it's not just blindly picking a scent and hoping that you like it. You answer some questions about the specifics of what you like, and then it gives you recommendations based on that. I like a sweet but natural clean scent, and I fell in love with Gucci Guilty and Glossier You. But sometimes I switch it with Jason Wu or Dolce & Gabbana, and that's what's so nice about Scentbird. It gives you the freedom to explore. With Scentbird, you choose the perfume you want to try, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, which sounds like a lot, and it is. Enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a whole month. There are more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a perfume or cologne for each month. Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Montali, Dolce & Gabbana, like we mentioned before.
And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That is only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/whatwesaid and use our code whatwesaid for 50% off your first month. Again, that is scentbird, scentbird.com/whatwesaid for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
So should we start from the oldest and then go to the newest?
Sure.
Okay. Should we talk about this or is this overdone? You guys already know what we're about to talk about.
The tea is very cold, but we're willing to open it up. Yeah. The tea is freezing. The tea is in ice cubes. But we're going to chat about James Charles and Toddy very briefly.
Yeah.
So everyone knows the situation, right?
Or do we have to like... If you don't know, James and Toddy were a longtime friendship. They're both YouTube beauty gurus. They had a falling out and it was all over YouTube. Toddy basically called James Charles out with a YouTube video. James Charles responded. It was this whole big thing. James Charles dropped freaking subscribers. Receipts. Like,
oh,
well, that too. Dropped subscribers at first. Like crazy.
Millions of them. Lost
and then
millions.
He came up with a bomb response video with receipts and gained a lot of them back. And we just want to give our 2 cents about it because we were on the phone for days when this was happening, discussing it. And I think there's one main thing we can take away from this, and that is that cancel culture is really kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. It's not okay.
So quick. I was literally like, bye, James, like as soon as she uploaded the video. And then after he literally called everyone out for canceling him so fast, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of part of the problem here.
Exactly. And it's like when I really stopped to think about it, because at first I had never watched Toddy at all. I didn't really know who she was. I'd heard of her, but everyone kind of looked at her as like, oh, she's the mother of like YouTube beauty gurus, like she's, you know, whatever, she's so sweet. So when I watched her video, I was like, wow, like I believed her. Like, I was like, wow, James is, you know, kind of sucks right now.
Well, yeah, and she kind of put him as, like, a predator, too.
Totally. Well, that's what it was, is that he it was beyond just like, oh, he kind of hurt my feelings. It was like...
He's a predator.
He's a predator. And so, yeah, of course you're going to... Whatever. But when I really started to... Well, first of all, the whole situation with him promoting for Sugar Bear Hair, I never understood how that was such a huge deal. I'm like, really? Are we going to, like...
Be so petty
over that. Like, I get it, and I understand that they had, you know, stuff behind the scenes where whatever. But when it really comes down to it, this is the main takeaway for me. Toddy is 37 years old.
Yeah.
She is almost 40 years old, and James Charles is 20.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then she's like, I never wanted for this to happen. And it's like, you uploaded a video called Bye Sister, and you called him out and painted him as a predator. You absolutely knew.
Yeah.
That something was going to come
of that.
Maybe
you didn't know he was going to lose millions of subscribers, right. But you definitely weren't thinking it was going to do any good for him.
No.
And so it's like, I think the takeaway of from James's video was like, I tried to talk to her. I tried to have communication. She went directly to the media, and that's not cool. If we're really that close of friends, then it's not cool to just go straight to the media, start blasting my name when I'm trying to contact you. Also, the whole Coachella thing. Well, the reason that he was promoting for Sugar Bear Hair, which the scenario made it a little bit more acceptable to me, where I was like, if he had been in cahoots with Sugar Bear Hair for forever, to like, it'd be like, okay, really?
Yeah.
But we saw him at Coachella. Me and JC were we didn't see him like face to face, but we were waiting for Billie Eilish to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone around us started screaming, like, screaming. We were like, what is happening? And they're like, James Charles is walking by. And there were so many other celebrities in that area, but James Charles was like the one that everyone is freaking out about. And so I believe that he was like, oh, I should be fine, but then was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So I don't really,
because Sugar Bear Hair, if you didn't know, was helping him with security, so that's why he was working with them, because he said the situation at Coachella got a little bit unsafe, like so many people were like trampling him, basically. So, yeah, that whole thing, the tea is cold. It's not worth talking about anymore. We didn't want to, like, re-bring it up, really. We just wanted to give our two cents. But basically, yeah, I think cancel culture is terrifying on either end. It's like, no one needs to be canceled, but that video should have never surfaced. Like, that should have not been a thing, especially to someone who you say that you consider a son. Like, why on earth would you do that? It just makes no sense. No. So,
and speaking of that whole situation, Jeffree Star was a big part of that situation.
Yeah.
And because him and Tati were talking bad about him, it was like made it so reliable. Like, oh, this these sources, like, they really know James, so he must be like not a good guy. And so the Jeffree Star kind of his character went into question.
Right.
You guys don't know who Jeffree Star is.
Look him up.
Yeah, he's a YouTube beauty guru as well. And should we just be done with that? I want to talk about him and Shane Dawson.
Yeah, let's be done with that.
So Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson uploaded a video on Jeffree's channel, and they were reviewing Kylie Jenner's new skincare line, which I haven't tried, but I've actually heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Besides this video. So Shane Dawson, I guess, is like getting into makeup and like beauty and skincare. And they were going, and the video bugged me so bad. You watched it, right?
Yeah, the video.
Okay, I love Shane. I have loved him forever. But this video, I was just like, he's kind of bugged me in this video. He was just being like.
Seemed like he was playing a part.
Yeah.
Like playing just this like innocent, I don't know. I wasn't here for it.
Anyways, they were basically like saying it wasn't good. And they were being honest. And Jeffree Star is pretty much always honest about product. So yeah. Like, okay. But it was kind of like a big deal because I feel like Jeffree Star has like say of like what products are good or what's not, and he basically was like, this sucks. Well, he didn't say this sucks, but he was like, this should not be expensive, this is like not quality.
But I also didn't feel like he didn't destroy, he wasn't super harsh, like he was just like, I'm not a huge fan, which I respected. I'm like, at least he's not being mean. Like Jeffree Star, he wasn't like, I mean, no, they made a few jokes. Like, he did just seem to be being honest. But Shane was,
I feel like Shane wanted to not like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Going into it. Like, Jeffree was giving it an honest try, and I feel like Shane kind of went into it not wanting to like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyways, we just wanted to talk about that.
I do feel like after I watched that whole video, I'm like, that was a waste of my time. Like, why did I watch that whole video?
Yeah.
So I wasn't a huge fan. But speaking of Kylie Jenner, let's talk about Kylie starting her YouTube channel back up and, like, being more consistent.
Yeah. Makes me feel very bad about my life.
Yeah. Seeing her day in the life, amazing.
Yeah,
no,
seeing her
honestly,
office.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't know why I just love Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, same. I have since her blue hair.
Like, I just love her. I feel like, I don't know. She seems just genuine to me.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No, she seems genuine. She seems fun.
Yeah.
She seems like she really cares, like, about the people in her life.
Yeah.
And I feel like she kind of had to get over her insecurities and just be herself, like, so young.
Yeah.
So she came into her own, like, super young, and now she's just doing her thing, being a billionaire.
Well, and it's like people give, you know, the Kardashians crap and whatever, and I get it, and I agree with some things. But also, it's like, I don't know.
They're smart, obviously they're doing something right.
Yeah, they're smart business women. Now I'm kind of going off track. Well, let me talk about Kylie Jenner's YouTube channel. I actually like it. I love it. And I think she's I think she's doing a smart thing. Like, I think she's always on the
trends. What
is, on the trends and on, what the heck is the word? Like, she's always on the cutting edge. Is that what it's called?
I know what you mean, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, whatever. Because she's always just doing what's, like, new and popular. And I'm like, how does she keep up with all of this stuff? But she's seeing that, like, social media stars are literally becoming celebrities, and it's such a huge business. And she probably sees the potential of her, you know, showing her skincare, like, subtly in a vlog. She knows that it's going to sell so much.
Yeah.
So I feel she's so smart for doing it and hopping on board. And so many celebrities are hopping on board with YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But anyway, I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah, like, I'm here for it.
I think it's fun. I thought
she did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely not the one editing it, but, like, whoever is editing it, I think, is doing a good job. And, like, I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
Yeah. Seeing her closet. Wow.
Yeah. Her bag, her purse
collection.
Like,
which outfit should I wear today? It's like all these, like, perfectly monochrome
curated
pink outfits.
I know. Well, this is what I was going to say about the Kardashians really fast, is that people give the Kardashians a really hard time, and, like, I don't know, people, you know, think Kim Kardashian, whatever. But I will say, I listened to an episode, and maybe I already said this on the podcast, but I listened to a podcast episode with Makeup by Mario, her makeup artist, Kim Kardashian's makeup artist. And he was so down to earth and so nice. He appeared to be like just so kind and genuine. And then I also watched this show called, I almost said Attack on Titan, The Titan Games with The Rock. He like hosts it. And Kim Kardashian's personal trainer was on one of the episodes as like a contestant of this fitness game thing. And she also just seemed like so genuine, so down to earth. And I was telling Leif, you don't have people like that in your life. Like, she's had them both in her life for years and years and years. Yeah. And I'm like, if Kim was like not a good person, they wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they wouldn't want to
working with her. And they're like family to her. So I'm like, that just shows me that Kim has to be a genuine down to earth person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's out of touch with the reality of obviously all the rest of us. Yeah. Like, you know, it's pretty unrealistic for most people, but that doesn't mean that she's not like a kind person.
No, yeah.
At heart.
Well, and I think the main thing that people love about the Kardashians is the family dynamic of them, where it's like you get to see them interacting with their family. It's like they fight like sisters, and they might be a little more like harsh than most people. But at the same time, it's like they show how close they are. They show like they actually care. They actually make an effort to like stay close and to support each other and like all that stuff. And
yeah,
that's not common nowadays. So I think it's awesome.
I agree.
I mean, I just love the Kardashians so much. So. All right, you guys. Today, we're talking about Audible. This is actually a dream come true for me that we are partnering with Audible. If you guys don't know what Audible is, you need to. It has changed my life for the better. It has accompanied me on many flights, many drives to California, and it has literally made me a smarter, better person. So listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and new ways of thinking.
Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month, one audiobook plus two Audible originals that you cannot hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs.
Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. I will say that I have listened to books by Mel Robbins, and she does a phenomenal job reading it. It feels like you're like watching a show, but just with your ears.
That's what a podcast is as well. With the convenient app, you access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, on the go, and on any device. It will always pick up right where you left off, which I think is really nice. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library that you can keep forever, even if you cancel.
Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. I've been an Audible member for about 3 years, I think, and I feel like I've learned so much. I actually read Cesar Millan's, I think that's how you say his name, How to Raise the Perfect Dog before I picked up my puppy. I listened to it for like 9 hours, and I literally swear it made it such an easy process. I potty trained her in like 2 days. It was so nice.
Wowza.
Yeah, and I also highly recommend, if you have not read this, we've talked about on the podcast, all these books that we talk about on the podcast, you can get them on Audible and listen to them. But The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz is an amazing book. It's a short listen, and it will really just open your mind up to a new way of thinking. So start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/whatwesaid or text whatwesaid to 500-500. That is audible.com/whatwesaid or text whatwesaid to 500-500 and start listening with a 30-day Audible trial and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals for free today. Okay, next we're staying on YouTube. Sorry if you guys don't like watch YouTube or keep up with it. Maybe you're not interested, but we are. Let's talk about Tana Mojo and Jake Paul.
Okay. Oh man.
They're dating.
Are they though?
Well, that's what JC was like, Tana Mojo and Jake Paul are dating. And I was like, what? No, they're not. Like, And I watched their, like, what was their first video? I didn't watch their first video that they put together.
Like the first video. One. So what happened was Tana Mojo got cheated on by her ex-boyfriend, and she did a video like a few days later after all the cheating allegations came out, and was like, and it was a mukbang or something, mukbang, whatever that word is, with Jake Paul. And she was like answering questions with my rebound or something. And it was a complete joke where it was like, obviously they were not dating because it was only a few days after everything surfaced with the whatever, but they were just kind of doing it for like clout, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then it kind of turned into them just continuing to make videos together. And I don't know if it's just all for
show,
the show, views, or if it's real. So I don't know. Yeah. And I don't watch either of them on YouTube consistently. Me so neither. This is something that I just like saw through the grapevine. But like, I don't know. I really weird. Don't know. So
it's an odd, it's, well, JC was saying this, like, it's an odd, like, two people that are very odd, but they somehow make a good match.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, when you see them together, it's kind of, you're like, wait, they somehow work together?
Yeah.
And you would think that would be the worst combination on planet Earth, but for some reason, it's, like, working.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't have much to speak on this because I don't, it's a very odd combination, but I don't know if they're going to actually date. Like, it shocks me.
Yeah. Tana seems like, just shocking, obviously, but that's like her thing is to be shocking.
Yeah,
and she actually seems like someone like you could hang out with and have fun with.
Yeah.
And that she would be a genuinely like down to earth, funny person to hang out with.
I agree.
I always say this. I'm like, I don't care who you are. If you're an honest and you are truly who, like, you're just yourself. True to yourself. Yeah. I can be friends with you.
That's what I mentioned.
But it's the people
that.
Who's like, who are so fake, I can't do it. Like, don't try and be fake to be something that you think I'm gonna like or that someone else is gonna like. It's like, then it, I can tell.
Totally. Well, I mentioned that in my solo episode, actually, that you had said that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I mentioned The Bachelorette, like Hannah, I was saying, like, she just is who she is, so I respect it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you can totally tell when someone's putting on a show. So, yeah, I think that she... I agree. I think she seems like an actual, like, nice human being.
Yeah.
Most YouTubers honestly do.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how high up they are and how rich and whatever, it's like, when it comes down to it, people like them for a reason, for the most part. There are exceptions. And they're usually, like, seem like pretty good people, even if they're a little bit out of touch.
I think it's the thing of with YouTube or podcasts or anything like this, like, social media where you're on, like, you have to be videotaped or you're always on record, kind of. It's like, it's would be exhausting to be anybody else but yourself. So you have to learn really quickly that, like, you just have to be who you are. And if people don't like you, then they don't like you, and that's fine.
But, 100%. Well, speaking of Jake Paul,
yeah,
I think it's time that we chat about.
This is the one that affected me the most.
Jake Paul trying to call Cody Ko out for being a bully, a cyber bully.
Jake Paul uploaded this video. And it said, like, Cody Ko or confronting a cyber bully Cody Ko or something like that. And he basically, like, did this montage of, like, watching Cody Ko's video saying, like, he's so hateful. And, like, it was literally the nice – it wasn't even hateful things he was saying.
Whoever edits Jake's videos or whoever put that video together did the worst job at trying to showcase that Cody was a cyber bully because – Cody has said way meaner things.
Yeah.
And they picked the most innocent things that he has said.
Yeah. Like, and it was so unbelievable. Like, yeah, they've got to be fired. Like, they did a terrible job.
It was not good. I understood what Jake was going for. And here's the thing. I actually don't hate Jake Paul. I don't hate him. I don't think that he is, like, I don't know. I don't think he's an idiot. I don't think he... Truly, when I see certain videos of him or interviews and I see him more as, like, you know, when he's not on his YouTube persona being crazy, and I'm like, you have a good heart. Like, I think you are a good person at heart.
Yeah.
And I see what he was trying to do-ish, but it just didn't work.
It's the same thing. He's just so out of touch with actual reality. He's just so young and his life is literally insane. And so he has good intentions, but it's like, the way that he carries them out is not always, like, accepted by people.
Right.
And it's not always, like, that played out wrong. And you just went for the wrong person. Like, totally. Go for someone who actually is, like,
mean.
A bully.
Right.
And, like, Cody Ko, I feel like if he made a video about, well, you were in one of Cody Ko's videos, but he wasn't mean about
no.
you.
No. Best day of my life.
Literally, I'm just like, kidding. If Cody Ko made a video about me, I'd be ecstatic.
No, Cody, like, all of the, and if you don't know who Cody Ko is, he basically, he makes reaction videos. So
yeah, he's like a commentator.
Yeah, and he's a comedian, basically. Like, he yeah. makes funny videos about people. And yeah, sometimes it is at their expense and it's kind of rude, I guess. But like,
yeah.
I was in one of his videos, he was making fun of, like,
templates.
Instagram story templates. Yeah. And yeah, and I thought it was funny. Like,
yeah.
I really was not offended in the slightest bit. So I think for
well,
the most
he
part.
He says he goes in, he's like, I never sit down, I'm like, I'm going to ruin someone's day today. He's like, I go in to make, I write the jokes or I like make the video wanting to make people laugh. So yeah. he's never like, okay, what can I say to hurt this person's
no,
feelings?
No, absolutely not. And yeah, Jake just, he doesn't have the same sense of humor at all.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Because Cody Ko is really funny. And,
yeah.
and I get what he was saying where, yeah, sometimes the videos that he makes, that Cody makes, could definitely, like, if it hurt. Was about you, that it might
yeah.
hurt. If it was, like, you know, he was yeah. making fun of you really hard. Like,
especially if that's not, like, your humor.
Right.
It's just, like, taken wrong.
Yeah, like, I get it. But they obviously just don't have the same sense of humor. And I thought the way that Jake approached Cody
was so
cringy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, come on.
Basically, he walked in. So Jeff Wittick, who's part of the Vlog Squad, has a, like, a barbershop show where he had Cody Ko as his guest. And then he brought Jake Paul in as a surprise. And Jake Paul came in with his own vlog camera and basically was like, I don't like you. You're a bully. You're a bully. And Cody Ko's like, what is happening? Like, Cody was like so uncomfortable.
So
like, obviously uncomfortable.
So confused, too. He thought it was a joke. He
yeah.
thought he was like, it was all a joke, but it wasn't. It was really, you guys just need to go watch the videos.
Yeah.
See for yourself. But
yeah. yeah, it's funny. And Jeff did a good job in his video, too, of like kind of saying what happened, because I was mad at Jeff at first. I'm like, dude, don't bring someone on to attack your guests when they're coming. Like,
yeah,
on
I don't think he understood.
Yeah,
what
but
was about
as
to happen.
As you see his video, he's like not expecting Jake to do that. But
not at
anyways.
All.
Next up on the list, this tea is warm, lukewarm, room temperature. Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend broke up. We all know what that means, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. Lady
no.
Gaga and him getting together, but this is why it's so interesting to me, because they make it seem like actors and like movie stars, it's like, oh, it's just acting when I have a romance on screen. Like, you know, when you see someone who's like obviously married and you're like, okay, well, you're doing what that person seems very intimate. Like,
you mean when an actor's married and they're doing something with someone else?
Yeah,
like,
on screen. Yeah, with somebody else. And it's like, okay, I get it. Like, acting method. I don't know anything about acting.
Right.
But I always think like, that's gotta hurt the other person, like the partner's feelings. Doesn't it? Like, if you were to see Leif on screen acting and he was like literally having sex with another girl, you'd be like, excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different line of work, obviously.
Obviously,
all,
yeah.
But no, I completely agree. And it's like, but here's the thing. I remember there was an interview with Lady Gaga, because everyone, if you're unfamiliar with the situation, like, they were in A Star Is Born together, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and they were very much in love and very passionate and
yeah.
like, they did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And I think I saw an interview with Lady Gaga where they asked her about it. Like, so you and Bradley? And she was like, we're just like very good actors, basically. Like, she was saying, she didn't say it in these words, but she was basically alluding to the fact, like, if you believed it, then we did our job right.
Yeah.
Like, she was kind of making it seem like,
but
well,
then,
that's our job.
But here's the thing. Right after the movie came out, she broke up with her fiance and he broke up with his girlfriend. So
yeah.
it makes it seem, to me, I was like, I don't know anything about that. But to me, I'm like, okay, that shows a little bit like, even if it's not like, oh, I'm in love with Lady Gaga, it's like I can't emotionally. And Bradley even said that, like, I couldn't, while I was filming, I just couldn't be the partner she needed. I'm like, yeah, because you're trying so hard to be like in this role, I'm guessing.
Right.
And so your emotions and like your mental state is just so overwhelmed in this one. Like, role. And
yeah.
so in your mind, you are in love with Lady Gaga as Allie. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when they
what
broke up, I was just like,
what a hard job to have.
I know. I was like, that just seems like so challenging. But we're amazing. Like, that movie was obviously amazing. But at what cost?
I know. That really is sad. But
I don't think Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper would get together, though.
I don't think so either.
No.
But doesn't Bradley and his girlfriend, don't they have a kid together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
sad. I think they maybe have one or two.
Okay.
She is stunning.
She is stunning. I'm just reading it said Bradley Cooper was married to a different actress, Jennifer Esposito, from 2006 to 2007. And then he's been in his current relationship since, well, not current anymore, but since 2015, with whom he has a daughter.
Okay, yeah.
So,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. I remember seeing her Instagram, not that this literally matters at all, but, and there not being one single photo of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah, also, Bradley Cooper, like, why wouldn't you be so stoked to be married to Bradley Cooper or to be dating him?
Yeah.
Also,
and vice versa.
Yeah. Also, does he not have an Instagram?
Maybe that's why.
I'm always shocked when celebrities haven't, like, jumped on the social media.
I feel like
train.
Actors who are really into, like, the acting world and not being celebrities, they're like, they don't like social media.
Yeah, no, I get
you know what I mean? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because I went to my search engine and look at one of my last searches.
How tall is Hagrid? Bye.
How tall is Hagrid? That's like an old search thing. Like, I don't even know when that was searched, but I'm dead. Okay.
Last bit of tea. The Jonas Brothers movie. You guys.
Documentary.
This is my documentary, yeah. Happiness.
Chasing Happiness.
Oh, Chasing Happiness. Wait, is Happiness Begins their album then?
I don't know. Let me look.
I have Happiness Begins written down because I think that's their album name.
Well, their documentary is called Chasing Happiness. Okay. And it was really freaking good. Yeah, Happiness Begins is their album.
Okay. Yeah, the documentary was so eye-opening.
Oh.
I did not know that much about the Jonas Brothers. If you guys want to watch it, I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime Video. It's so good.
It's so good. Their childhood was just like, so funny to see because they grew up the same time as us, like, and so what they had, like, this his little sidekick that
yes,
he had
the phone,
yeah, just the clothes that they were wearing. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
It really
came from absolutely like nowhere in New Jersey.
It's crazy. Was such a good documentary.
Yeah.
Like, what were your thoughts on just all of it? Because first of all, it made me respect. I think anytime I like see a documentary on an artist or I go to their concert or something, I have so much more respect and like insight into them. But first of all, it made me realize like how talented they actually are. Because I think the Jonas Brothers, like, I loved them growing up or whatever, but I never thought of them as this like really talented group. I don't mean it like this, but it was almost like they were a joke, but not a joke, just like they were like a Disney Channel little like band.
Well, and I think that's why they said they regretted doing Jonas too, because they were like, we started out with music. Like, we loved writing songs.
Right.
We loved making music together. And honestly, like, I've never been to their concert, but from like the videos that were there and like they're amazing performers.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas is like
out of this world.
Such a good performer.
Yes.
And Kevin, like, when I was watching all of them, I didn't know Kevin was such a good performer too with his guitar. I'm like, a freaking wizard.
No, they were so talented, and the songs, they wrote a lot of their own songs, most of them, and they were such good songs.
Yeah.
Like, songs that still to this day, Love Bug.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Love Bug.
One of the best.
A Little Bit Longer, When You Look Me in the Eyes.
Burning Up.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
SOS.
Such good songs. And they wrote them in their freaking basement.
Yeah.
And they were so young. I'm like, that is pure talent. And like, I always looked at them, as this like, oh, little Disney Channel boys or whatever. But like, when I watched that video, I'm like, wow, they're actually very, very talented people and performers. And it was crazy to see the behind the scenes of how they got started.
Definitely. I'm glad they're back together now as like adults and they can be like a real band where it's like, not just a teeny bop, like, girls are just obsessed with them because it's like, oh my gosh, like, they're teenage boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously, oh my gosh, I loved it. Every second of it, I was like, this is so interesting. And I didn't know that they broke up and it was like a hard thing. You know, you just assume that it's like, oh, okay, it's just a mutual business breakup.
Right.
It's like, no, that literally broke up their family.
I know. And I loved when they were talking about how they were together and, you know, at first, and when their band was really just taking off and whatever, and then they broke up.
Yeah.
The band
started doing like solo.
They started doing solo stuff, but then they tried to get back together for a second. Did you see that part?
Uh-huh.
And they were saying our shows were like not doing well.
Oh,
like our music, like, people were not responding to it. And they were like, it was because we weren't having fun.
Yeah.
Like, when we first started, we were just like on cloud nine having so much fun.
Yeah.
And then when we tried to get back together for a second, it was just like we were forcing it and we're not enjoying ourselves. And so people sensed that. And I'm like, that's so true. It's like always when you're just not trying that hard that like everything's just going so well. And then when you start like You know what I mean?
Yeah, really putting in too much thought and you're like trying to please other people. That's when it's like, it's not doing as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, seriously. It was so good. You guys need to watch it, especially if you're like grew up with them like we did. Where it's just like that. We were the Jonas Brother era. Like,
yes. Not
Justin Bieber was in high school, but like growing up. The Jonas Brothers were like the thing.
Totally.
And I thought it was interesting. I kind of like get a weird vibe from Nick. Like he's too serious.
Yes. I thought the same thing. I'm like, why am I not getting good vibes from you?
Like at the beginning when he's like, you just aren't going to be confrontation. Like to Kevin. I'm like, be nice to Kevin.
I know. Poor Kevin. So sweet. Okay. Wait. And also Kevin like got better looking.
Yeah, he did.
Like throughout the video.
He definitely did.
I would like see a glimpse of him. Like, wait, he's like hot.
Yeah. No, he is.
And he never was. Like he was always more of the outcast, I feel like.
And I think he's just so like pure, honestly. Like even when he was saying he got bullied when he was little for like doing gymnastics and stuff, I'm like, hey, that's so sad.
I know.
And also like when he said he saw Joe and Nick performing all their songs without him. Remember that part? Heartbreaking.
Broke my heart.
And he's just like, oh, they were singing our songs and I just wasn't there. Like, and then when they brought it up in the documentary and talked about it and Joe was like brutally honest with him, like, we just thought you were holding us back because you had a family. And then it was so cute when Joe was like talking about
Sophia. Like, I would do anything to see Sophie for an hour. I'm like, you're like, okay, Joe, I was getting great vibes from Joe.
Oh, Joe's the best. Joe is my favorite.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, he's so like happy. I feel like he's so just like go with the flow. Even when he was like, talking about Nick when he was little and like how when Nick got sick, Joe was like crying and like, we got to get Nick to the doctor. Like so cute.
So
pure.
But
I feel like Kevin's a little bit of an outcast because Nick and Joe are just buddies.
Right.
But I think it's sweet that he found a family and he's like been just like a good dad. Like that is hard to come by, especially for somebody who was like a child star.
Yeah.
And
no,
he is doing
awesome.
Yeah. They're all thriving now.
They're all thriving.
Nick and Priyanka.
Yeah.
Joe and Sophie. And Kevin and Danielle. I'm like, you guys are
Wait,
great.
And it's so cute that Kevin married her. Remember when he was talking on the phone to her?
Oh my gosh, that was so cute.
I was dying.
Yeah.
You guys have to watch it. Because
you really have to watch it.
He was talking, Kevin, when he was like young, was talking on the phone to her because he met her through how? She was like a hairstylist or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember,
I think they're from the same, I mean, she's from New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't remember how they met, but then they were like telling him, like Joe and Nick were saying, like, tell her that you are excited to see her.
Yeah.
And like, he was like, stop talking to me all on the phone. And then he ended up marrying her.
Yeah, it's so cute that they have that footage. They have a lot of footage.
That's the other thing. I was like, how do they have all this footage?
Yeah. I don't know.
I really don't understand.
Well, were they saying they were going to make a documentary anyways? And then they decided to get back together.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember, but it was.
It's good, you guys. You need to watch it. It's just like makes you feel good and it makes you just love them even more.
Yeah. And their new
Except
songs
for
are
Nick
good.
A little bit. Just kidding.
Yeah. No, I just wasn't getting the best vibes. I just think he's
too serious.
Yeah, he's too serious. He felt like he was almost a little bit above.
Yeah.
Like what was happening. And I'm like, wait, just be cool.
Yeah. I think he's like a little bit of a savant type where he's just like, remember him when he was little singing at the church and he does the jump splits? He's just like, he was just singing from such a young age. And I feel like he's a savant type where he's just like, really talented, works really hard, but it's kind of like really focused. And
doesn't joke around as much. Yeah, I agree.
Literally marries a princess, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, anyways. All right, well, I think that's all that we have for the pop culture. That was fun.
Hope you guys don't think we're
gossip queens.
Gossip queens, but we are when we're on the phone with each other.
Yeah.
No, this is genuinely a conversation that we would have just had on the phone with each other. And we've been
holding off.
I literally
kind of forgot that we were on a podcast just barely.
Same.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I need to explain to them what's happening if they haven't seen it. But you guys, stay up with pop culture. It makes you feel relevant.
Just kidding. Yeah, it also was very overwhelming.
Just kidding. Actually, probably don't. It's not good for you.
You can just listen to our podcast every few months. We'll do a little an update. And then that can be your dose of, you know. Pop culture, what's the word?
Dose. Did you already say dose?
I said dose. I seriously, in my last episode too, there were like five different times where I would just be silent and then I'd say.
You get the word?
Yeah, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but you guys get me.
Yeah, you guys get us.
So, first of all, Tell us your thoughts about all of this. If you guys have like watched the Jonas Brothers documentary, or if you have thoughts on the James Charles situation or anything, yeah. Comment on our latest Instagram so we can like, you know, discuss.
Yeah.
Because we're open to all sides.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We just like to talk and express our opinions about it. We know that we're wrong a lot of the times. And we also do, I want to point out that we do know these are like real people. So it's like,
right.
We know that they have feelings. They're real, actual people that, you know, aren't just for us to poke fun at.
And that's why sometimes I feel bad, even yeah. with like the Bachelor stuff.
Yeah.
When you say like, oh, this person's annoying. It's like, they're a real person and yeah. they're probably really awesome, but they just have been edited on this TV show to look like a freaking yeah. villain. So then you feel bad. And I always think that because I even get like random hate on my YouTube and I'm like, wait, they don't know me at all.
Yeah.
So well, then I feel bad doing that to other people.
Yeah, exactly.
But still putting this episode out.
Yeah, but still calling Luke P. crazy.
If you guys want to follow along with our podcast on Instagram, you definitely should. You guys can be a part of, you know, the What We Said fam, the community. Our Instagram is just at What We Said Podcast. And if you want to leave us a rating and review, we will love you so much.
Let's get to 2,000. So JC does the strip on our Insta Live.
Amazing. Can't wait for that. So, yeah, go give us a rating if you're feeling generous. It's really easy on the Apple Podcast app.
We're so excited that we're starting our second year, second season, whatever you want to call it. We have so much enthusiasm, so much motivation because we know that
we're
reaching more people now. I'm just kidding. But really, we are very excited. It was good for us to take like a week off and kind of recoup and, yeah, reset. So we're grateful you guys let us have a week off. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your support. Okay, well, we love you so much, and
that's what we said.
Goodbye.